Welcome to Ag Chat, a podcast brought to you by the Association of Women in Agriculture at UW-Madison. We are so excited to be back with our second round of senior spotlights with four brand new seniors.
Before we get into our last four college years, my name is Grace Voss. I am from Maribel, Wisconsin. I was house manager this last year, and I am a dairy science major.
My name is Jaden Henneman. I am a agricultural business management major with a psychology and a criminal justice certificate. I am from Whitewater, Wisconsin. Fortunately, I did not have any officer positions, but I enjoy being summer house manager.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah Johnson. I'm a senior here at UW-Madison. My major is animal science, and I am from Delavan, Wisconsin. After I graduate this year, I will be working as a research specialist in the Dr. Heather White lab, who is also our AWA advisor. So that's kind of cool. It overlaps.
My name is Ashley Nelson. I'm a biology and animal science major majors, and I'm from Stoughton, Wisconsin, and I have not held any officer positions, but I love the club.
Grace, I know you're doing quite a few interesting things in the future. What are you doing?
So this summer I will be interning at the USDA and UW-Marshfield Research Station, where I'll be focusing mostly on grazing research that happens up there with heifers. And then this fall I will be attending Madison again, so I won't be graduating until December. But I'll be finishing up my degree, and then after that we'll see. But I'm kind of hoping to more go abroad to work, kind of focus on the grazing part of it, since we don't have a lot of grazing here in the States, or not as strict as you would say in like Ireland or New Zealand. So I'm kind of hoping to focus more on that part of my career. Ashley, what were you doing after school?
I do not really have a solid plan right now. I'm keeping all my jobs that I currently have for the summer, so I'll be catering and working at the vet school in the large animal surgery department. And then I am hoping to continue research in my lab with Dr. Vanessa Leone, just for the summer as like a limited term employee on some projects. So, but after that, I'm not super sure. I guess we'll see. Jaden, what about you?
So I'm one of the odd ones. Like I said, I'm a psychology major, and just like Quack was the episode before, I'm kind of going outside of agriculture for my future plans. I'm kind of looking to do psychology research in the future, taking a gap year, and maybe even more depending on what grad school decides for me. So one of my favorite memories that I have from AWA, so in case anyone was wondering, Grace Voss is also known as Ma, and she often takes on that role in the house and generally the club in general. So whenever me, Quack, maybe even May Buttles goes on our little solo adventure, she likes to grab someone by the ear if they go on a solo adventure when they're not supposed to. Isn't that right?
You're so right. You're so right, Jaden. I do like to do that. What can I say? It is my instinct, I suppose. Getting back to the task at hand, Sarah, what are you doing after school?
So like I said, after school, I will be working as a research specialist in the Dr. Heather White lab. It is kind of unique because Heather White is our advisor for AWA, which I didn't even realize until I started working for her, because I think she became our advisor around COVID. So we were all at home and doing meetings over Zoom then. But yeah, that's what I'll be doing. Potentially going to grad school and getting my master's in nutritional physiology, and just kind of seeing where that takes me.
Well, I never lived in the house. So would you guys want to tell people about what your favorite memory living in the house is? Or your favorite thing about living in the house?
I think it's the camaraderie in general. It's something that's really unique that 24 women are living in the same household. it's not technically a sorority, so it's a little bit different in that sense. But it's just one of those things where you always feel like you're welcome and you always have someone that has your back. I remember one time, our sophomore year, we were still in COVID, so we weren't really doing anything. And that was the first year I lived in the house. And I really didn't even live in this house that much in fall semester because of COVID. So spring semester, I really didn't know that many people. And every year we have AWA days, a lot of you have probably heard about. And I was very, very ill for AWA day. I got the flu. And even though I didn't really know the girls as well, my roommates, Clarissa Gross being one of them, were still able to like take care of me and still were making sure that I was taken care of during the actual event, even though they were busy doing their own thing, applying for officer positions and whatnot. So I think that's just kind of one of the special things about living in the house is you always have someone that has your back. And even if a lot of times we'll come back from classes and we'll have something that happened or someone that attacked agriculture in our class or whatnot. And we can kind of talk to each other about it and kind of figure out a plan to kind of educate everybody else. So, Jaden, what are your thoughts on living in the house?
I totally agree with you. It really brought us all together. Sarah and I actually went to high school together. So I really got to know her a lot better, being one door away from her during COVID. Always worried about whether or not me and Kenzie, who was on the last episode, kept her up since we like to stay up at 3 a.m. And we always worried for Sarah if our antics were a little too loud. But it really brought us together. And I can see that just in general, the club does that with Ashley living with three other AWA members. But I really think the house, living with 23 other girls, I believe, really brings all of AWA together instead of just four at a time. Sarah, how was it living next to me for a year?
Interesting. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't bad. Yeah, I would just have to agree that AWA is definitely a home away from home. I actually never knew about AWA coming into college. I just happened to go to a career fair my freshman year and walked past the booth. And I remember Haven Olson and another gal was working. And I just happened to, on a whim, just put my name in on their Excel sheet and my email. And I went to the spaghetti dinner. And from there, Jaden was there. So I was like, oh, I must be in the right place. Jaden's here too. And then ever since then, I lived in the house the next year, and my sister, she ended up transferring here from UW Oshkosh. That's one thing me and Grace have in common is we both kind of went through AWA and through school here at UW-Madison with our little sister, so that's kind of cool. Overall, it's been a really great experience, definitely a big sense of community in the house.
I know that you lived out of house, but like, did you see any importance to you as importance to the house living out of house, Ashley?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to come here and everyone is here. Like sometimes we'll like get together before an event or something and just kind of talk it over. So I do like being able to come to the house to see everyone and just chat before things. It's also really nice for having activities and just having a home base to like, so we don't have to keep like switching to people's apartments and figure out where to go for activities. So it's nice having that option, but I do feel like I have like a little chunk of AWA with me, so all the time.
I actually knew about AWA before coming into college. I kind of knew a little bit about it. A lot of people from my county had been in AWA, especially one of my neighbors who was house manager. Sophomore and junior year, she was the alumni house manager. She lived right around the corner from me and was in college before I was. So she had been a part of AWA. So I just kind of knew that that was something I really wanted to be involved in. I thought it was really cool that it's just women, and I wasn't really looking for a sorority type of organization to join. So I thought this was a really happy middle ground. How about you, Jaden?
I actually have family friends that went through AWA and close family friends, like I would consider them an aunt, and her actual niece, Emily Franke, who was president 2 years ago, introduced me to AWA when I came. And so I was looking out for it when I came, but I also had that same aspect of, I don't want to be in a sorority when I come. And that's kind of the connotation that I had coming in into that Allen Centennial Career Garden area with Haven Olson being there. And then I showed up to Dairy Science 101, and a lot of other girls who also signed up for AWA were in it. And I was realizing it's not really a sorority. It's just a big organization that caters to women, like a sorority. And we all have the same values, and we all wanted to do something in agriculture. So that's why I joined and stayed with it. Go Babcock, but I was looking to go for women only. So that's kind of why I had stayed away from that. Sarah, you were kind of talking about like with Haven Olson and not really knowing, but did you want to expand on that?
Oh, sure, Jaden. So yeah, I feel like I kind of just went into college blindly in the aspect of like clubs I wanted to join and if I wanted to be in a sorority. I don't even think I knew what a sorority or a fraternity was as a freshman. Like I said, it was just kind of on a whim. I saw the agriculture word on the poster board, and that's kind of what sprung my interest, and then found out that a lot of other ladies that were in the club and were coming in as freshmen had the same interest as me, so that's kind of what made me stuck with it, and I'm so happy I did. There's not really another organization on campus like this one. Another club I'm in is Saddle and Sirloin. I knew about that one coming in, actually, because I show sheep, and they put on a sheep show that I went to and showed at since I was 8 years old. So I did definitely know that I wanted to join that one, but I had no clue about AWA until...
I did not learn about it through an org fair or anything. I actually rode my freshman and sophomore year, so I did not really have much time to join any clubs. And I took ANSI 101 with most of the people in AWA, in my grade at least. And I became really close friends with Sophie Hennish. And we were kind of besties through freshman year. And she essentially forced me to join AWA my sophomore year, even though I was just tired and wanted to go to bed after practice. But she'd always make sure I went to the meetings or to the potential meetings. And I'm so happy that I did. And I'm very grateful to her for introducing me to it. Because even though I'm not an officer or anything, I just love all the girls so much and all the activities and the career building that I've gotten from AWA. Like, I did not really know what I wanted to do. And I wasn't even an ANSI major originally, but because of AWA, I think I kind of added that because I loved seeing everyone's passion for agriculture and kind of inspired me to own it as well. So that was good.
So Grace kind of talked about how she started living here in fall of 2020, slightly, but then fully living here in spring 2020. I moved in fall of 2020, and I have not left since, but I will be leaving once fall 2023 starts. It's been amazing time living here all 3 years, summer included, especially being summer house manager. I was able to get to know girls from outside of UW-Madison. We had a few University of Iowa. We actually had 4 different colleges. All involved in agriculture and living in the house the first year I was here. But it's been really fun, like we've already said, living in the house. But that's kind of my involvement in AWA.
I think some of my favorite events from AWA have been definitely formal. It's kind of just a fun time. A lot of our events are professional development, which is obviously very important for us. Or just a lot of learning, but I think formal is really fun just to see everybody kind of let loose and just have a good time and be able to bond with everybody. We don't always hang out with everybody all the time. We all kind of have our groups within our organization, but it's fun just to see everybody. And I would say another event, which we are revamping, but and Sarah's kind of taking charge of, but in the past we've done Breakfast on the Farm. And that's kind of where we go out into the community, share agriculture with everybody. We used to have a breakfast. We are changing that, but it was just really fun to see everybody kind of come out and learn more about agriculture. I think I come from a really strong agriculture background in the community. I grew up on a dairy farm, so I kind of take for granted that everybody knows what agriculture is and how it works. So it's really fun to see just new faces and a new way just to teach people about the agriculture community in general.
Yeah, like Grace said, Breakfast on the Farm is getting revamped this year. It is not happening this spring of 2023, but it will be happening fall of 2023. So we do have a committee for this event that's been working really, really hard. One main reason that we are revamping the event is to reach more students and not just AWA families. So that's a big reason, is to recruit new members, more students on campus, and then also to be more successful in fundraising, as well as just projecting our general message of empowering women in agriculture.
Ashley, do you have any events that you really enjoyed coming to for AWA?
I really did enjoy the fundraising event this year, or the, it's not new, I guess, but the Red Rock Cup nights were really fun, just because, like, yes, everybody's drunk coming in the doors, but it's really fun to see the reaction when they're like, what are you selling cups for? And then you tell them and they kind of get excited. I don't know, probably because they're drunk, but it's definitely cool. And it's nice to see everybody's sales pitch for AWA and just in general to kind of schmooze people into buying a cup and supporting a good cause, in my opinion, I'd say.
Yeah, AWA is definitely one of the few orgs on campus that is agricultural based. And I feel like a lot of the population in Madison, especially down by Red Rock and those kind of that crowd there, they aren't really familiar with agriculture and what that entails. So that was also just a really great event to kind of project what we stand for and empowering women in the ag industry and just kind of spreading our message to that population too in a positive way.
Shout out to both my roommates for getting that started, I guess.
Sarah, knowing you from high school, how would you say that AWA has helped your transition from high school to college?
Yeah, AWA was definitely scary at first, I would say, to join, just because I didn't really know any other people other than you, Jaden. But it was definitely easy to get into and kind of find my people within the small female ag group. And it's definitely just a home away from home, great community. Everyone kind of comes from similar backgrounds, so that's helpful. And a lot of people are just really easy to relate to. And it's also helpful because a lot of us take the same classes, so we can all kind of work in groups there and work on that class content too together.
I would say that AWA helped me from high school to college, or mainly just high school to actual adult life, because we have our own, you know, huge kitchen here. And I will admit that I did get worst cook of AWA my sophomore year, which was my first year living in the house, because they heard I wasn't so great and they heard correctly. But Grace, I would say, probably can attest that I have gotten much better. I did set off the alarm.
Right, there was that little grease fire we had last semester, but that's fine.
Yeah,
well, it's just a small one. And I worked on set off the alarm, but I did not set anything else on fire. I went straight outside after it set the alarm off. So, but I would say beyond that little garlic grease fire, I've gotten much better with HelloFresh, but not an advertisement.
Jaden, do you want to tell us about your other recent superlatives that you've won?
I also was AWA hunk, because that started actually last year with my big Sabrina Service and Ann Rundy. They decided that it'd be fun to look at all of the next year's seniors and essentially put a little AI filter on them and make them look like men. and see which one looks the best. And me and Kwok were voted as the top two. And I am happy to announce that I was voted as AWA Hunk on AWA elections. So I win the title for the 2023 AWA Hunk. And that is passed down to lovely Megan and Nicole. Nicole is our next president. So look out for that next year on who gets AWA Hunk 2024.
I think you're also forgetting Most Gullible.
Oh.
And maybe a clumsy one in there?
I don't know about the
clumsy. That might have been New York just specifically, but.
I don't know how I got Most Gullible. As a criminal justice major, I was really hoping not to get that one.
That's a little concerning, but.
Yes. That was a superlative at the formal. And then I did get most likely to spend so much time on their outfit and then spill within the first 5 minutes of wearing that outfit. And it happened 5 times when I got that superlative. So I am slightly clumsy in that sense, but. Grace, didn't you get a few interesting superlatives or wills that you are able to talk about on this podcast?
I don't know if I can talk about any of them on this podcast, to be honest with you.
She's a wild child.
Yeah, real wild one. I think house mom in general has always been my superlative and will probably continue to be my superlative, which is okay. That's kind of part of it. We're learning real life skills here at AWA. So I think in general, AWA has really helped me build my confidence. And just, yes, it's given me a lot of networking abilities and opportunities to meet people that I would never have met if I didn't go to UW-Madison or be in this club. But I think just an overall general confidence in myself. We've had like speaking events and just having to be a leader in the club as being house manager. It's just really given me an opportunity to build on that in general.
I would say AWA opened me up to wanting to join other agricultural clubs. As I did come in as an agricultural business management, I quickly did switch to psychology despite keeping on ABM. And so I didn't really feel like I wanted to join other clubs, but with AWA, I really saw how much camaraderie and like all the things that we do together in AWA also translates over to BDC or Badger Dairy Club, BDC, Collegiate Farm Bureau, CFB. And like even Sarah can probably say the same for Saddle and Sorreland. Like AWA really set me up into going into those other clubs, which is where I met or found a research position within agriculture. And that's kind of my hope of continuing that research aspect into the future. And hopefully that'll help me with psychology.
I guess a different one that we don't really talk about as much is just the professionalism aspect of AWA. Definitely upped my wardrobe in the professionalism department. Never dressed in business professional until I got into AWA and started going to meetings and to our events. So that definitely helped in that department for me.
I would probably say the working with like the alumni was pretty helpful for me. I got connected with a mentor through the mentorship program in the fall, and it was really great to hear from someone who's in an industry that I'm looking into getting into, because biotech can be kind of complicated in some ways. So it was nice to hear some tips and tricks and just like a little bit more information on what like the industry is like.
Something that I have said to other people, and Kenzie can attest, I say this every once in a while, if I could do college over again, I would. Classes included, if I could have the same people involved, I would try a little bit harder in classes, get the grade that I wanted. Knowing how busy I was going to be with all my clubs, I think I could be a little bit more prepared. But a suggestion that I would give to future AWA or current AWA who are looking to continue into further education, no matter what that is, especially with agriculture and different sciences, is get involved in research. Start looking your sophomore year, whenever you realize, yeah, I kind of want to go on to school, like I want to do something more, get into research. You're kind of an old dog that can't be taught new tricks when you're a senior looking for research like I was. But that's something I would highly recommend, is looking ahead if you want further education. The earlier start, the earlier it is to get in.
Yeah, I think one thing I would do differently is to, if I could go back and tell my younger self any advice, it would be to be involved, but not too much. I think that I was definitely a go-getter and wanted to, you know, be involved in everything. And then I still had my classes on my plate, and then family and friends and whatever else. And at the end of the day, school comes first, especially when you're going to jobs and everything. Your GPA does matter to some point, but also those clubs and organizations and those leadership positions. So just finding a balance, which I have learned through the past couple years, is just finding a balance and finding what works for you, and then just always putting school first.
I would probably go off of what Jaden said about research. I worked in a lab off campus, which was amazing, and I loved all my coworkers, but it wasn't exactly what I was interested in, I guess, research wise, or it wasn't really my area of expertise, I guess. So I learned a lot of great skills, but I recently started in a lab on campus, and I started this semester, so it's been very wild getting projects together and research like done in a very efficient way, I guess, just trying to cram it in. But I wish I would have kind of set it up earlier to do it for my full senior year, just to get a little bit better of a taste, because it has been kind of a crazy ride this last semester. But I love my PI and my mentor and all my the other people in my lab, so I wish I would have gotten in just a little bit earlier so I could actually get a better experience.
I would say don't be afraid to try new things. College is obviously a lot of first for everybody, but just kind of get yourself out there. I wish, and I know COVID kind of prevented a lot of that networking for us, especially end of freshman year and beginning of and most of sophomore year, honestly. But I think I went into freshman year saying that a lot of I can't, I won't do that. And I think by the time I hit my junior year, especially towards the end, I'm like, oh, like, and that's part of the confidence thing as well. But just be like, I'll try that. What's the worst thing that's going to happen if you do it? You might fail, but that's okay. Like, that's kind of the whole point of college, is you fail a lot, but that's kind of how you learn about yourself. And I would say the biggest thing from that I've taken from college in general is I've learned a lot about myself that I had no idea that I could do, that I didn't want to do. And who would, like, I didn't really think I thought I was going straight back to the farm. That was what I was going to do. I've learned that there's a lot of other things out there that I want to do before I go back to the dairy. So just don't be afraid to try different things, I would say.
What would you guys say has been your favorite thing about college? Can't be a bar.
Just the friends I've made, because in high school, I didn't have an FFA. So I kind of was the outsider, and I have a lot of friends, but I haven't stayed close with them, but I feel like a lot of the friends I've made in college will be lifelong friends. Would say that's probably one of my favorite things. I forgot what the question was. To be really honest, what was the question?
You forgot what's your favorite thing about college.
There we go. Friends. There we go.
Totally, but it worked out. I like it.
We can edit that part out. I just completely forgot what the question was.
That's hilarious.
I also think you have
to piggyback off of Grace's apparent blank rambling is that my best thing about college is how many lifelong friends I have made, just like Grace was trying to say, especially with how many basket weaving appearances we have made over the years. That really has been my favorite, and just allowing myself to grow in a new environment away from home has also been a really good aspect of coming to college for me.
That's what I meant to say before I lost my train of thought.
I bet.
Yeah, friends were definitely a big part of my experience, too. If I never went to UW-Madison and wasn't in AWA, I never would have met one of my best friends, Liv McDonald, who, if you didn't know and you're listening, she runs this podcast. And then also research. It's going to be the job that I'm going into. I'm so thankful for Bio-152 and that I joined that lab, or else I wouldn't have the job that I do. So that's just kind of another reminder that even if you don't think you may be doing what you're doing now, work hard every day and always show up, because you never know what it could turn into.
I think my favorite thing is just kind of being able to do literally whatever I want to do. Being able to join clubs and meet amazing people, and I was able to study abroad, and I got connected to labs and jobs and all these awesome things, Biohouse. I got to do everything that I wanted, so with no real limitations, and met awesome people. So
yeah, college is definitely the space to try new things and kind of reroute yourself if you don't like what you're doing. It's definitely an easy point in time to kind of reestablish what you want to do and find out what you like and what you don't like, and try new things.
Despite not going into agriculture in the future, it really showed me, meaning AWA really showed me, the other sides of agriculture, where you don't have to be a 24/7, 365 days a week, a farmer on the farm in order to be involved in agriculture and in order to support it and be an advocate for it. You can be a dairy spokesman, or you can work in the lab, and like, there's a bunch of different jobs that AWA has opened me up to. You can be a beekeeper. I remember that from, I think that was sophomore year, we had a speaker for that. Just so many different jobs and ways to still be a part of the agricultural community despite either one, not coming from it, or two, not going into it.
I think AWA has kind of opened my eyes to just how many opportunities there are. I grew up on a farm, but I played sports most of my life, so I wasn't super involved beyond 4-H and just having animals around. So I never really got to like fully experience being part of the agricultural community. And coming to AWA, like, I saw the people around me having a really positive impact from not just like following their career aspirations, but being involved in clubs and just volunteering and advocating for agriculture and just like educating themselves in every way, shape, and form, and then learning how to positively educate others about like what we have learned in like the life sciences communication aspect of it, which was really awesome. So I'm very thankful.
Well, I've always been heavily involved in agriculture. Grew up on a farm, raised sheep, show sheep, sell them all across the country. I've been doing it my whole entire life. I don't plan to ever stop. So from a young age, I always knew I wanted to do something in the ag field and always be involved and always be an advocate. And I have been even before college. One thing I've definitely learned is that the ag community is small but mighty. We're a pretty tight-knit community. But with that said, we do all, you know, I would say support each other and try to help each other out. And we all advocate for the same inspiration. So
I would say looking at agriculture from a different point of view. Obviously, like Sarah, I've been in the industry my entire life, grew up on a dairy farm. So I've always seen the advocacy from that side of things, but just looking at it through a different perspective and being able to more effectively advocate, because I think that we as dairy farmers kind of take for granted what people know about the industry and just assume that it's common knowledge, and it really isn't. I think we've all heard that everybody's three generations removed for sure. But I think it's getting more and more as we go on. So just kind of looking at it from that perspective and just knowing how to market your product and how to talk to consumers and just see it from their perspective and more effectively communicate what we're doing with them.
Well, guys, it was really fun to look back on all we've been through and learned in that last 4 years.
Yes, it has. Before we sign off, this is Ashley.
This is Sarah.
This is Jaden.
And this is Grace.
Thank you for tuning in to this very special episode of Ag Chat, a podcast brought to you by the Association of Women in Agriculture. If you would like to learn more about our senior class, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Association of Women in Agriculture at UW-Madison.
Bye! Bye.